you've been on some great teams in your career, Super Bowl team here, some great teams every stop. How do you rate your current team and the talent level there with some of your previous great teams?
Probably one of the best that I've been on.
What makes them maybe better than some of the other ones?
I think pretty much the talent that we have is pretty much at every position.
How would it compare to like the 04 team that went to the Super Bowl? How would it compare to the 04 team here that went to the Super Bowl?
Way more talented.
Terry, you've been on both sides of this Eagles-Dallas rivalry. Is it handled the same way in both cities, or is one, you know, reaction discernibly different than the other?
Well, I think it's equal in the sense that, you know, when I was there, you felt the intensity, the tension throughout the course of the week. And, you know, I mean, tension in a good way, that everybody's kind of anxious and, you know, looking forward to the game. And it's no different here. So even before, you know, I was with either team, you know, I think there was already an established rivalry. I was just fortunate, you know, I'm fortunate now to have played on both sides of it.
For you personally, what are some of the emotions you feel going into a week when you see that the Eagles are on the schedule?
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, no matter what uniform that I've been in, I've been able to produce and I've been able to perform, you know, at a high level. So it's really not a matter of, what uniform I'm in or what quarterback that's throwing to me. I've been able to play and do the things that I'm capable of doing.
How do you look at this Eagles team compared to maybe the 04 team? Do you see this as being one of their more talented teams?
I really haven't seen too much of them besides, you know, this week, you know, as far as our preparation, you know, for the game. So, other than that, you know, I really can't, you know, break down the film and make a comparison. You know, I'm just taking it, you know, one game at a time. And obviously, you know, we have a game against them on Monday night. So that's how, you know, I'm approaching it, just as well as everybody else.
That 2004 team, you guys steamrolled people. I mean, you were 13-1. You're beating people by 30 points. So to say that this Dallas team's way more talented, does that mean anything short of winning the Super Bowl would be a disappointment?
Well, I think for me, I don't even want to, you know, talk about the Super Bowl, you know, at this point, because, you know, I think this team hasn't won a playoff game since 96, and I think, you know, our main focus is really just winning our division games, making the playoff, and then winning that playoff game. You can't get to the Super Bowl if you don't win a playoff, so... That's my mindset.
Tio, what do you think of the Eagles' secondary now with their three cornerbacks, Asante Samuel, Sheldon Brown, and Vito Shepard?
I mean, this is our approach every week. You know, every week presents different challenges. Obviously, I know the guys there with the new addition of Asante, and I've played against him before, so I'm looking forward, you know, to a physical game. So other than that, there's not anything special that I'm looking for. I just go out and just play, study my keys, watch the film and pay attention, and just let our offense go to work.
The Eagles have done a pretty good job of limiting you, especially in that last game last year. What is it that they did, and Lito in particular, what is it that they do to try and slow you down?
Well, I know schematically, they know, you know, defensively. I know Jim Johnson, he knows that I'm a very explosive player, and you know, I'm a vital part of this offense, so I'm always knowing that there's going to be a lot of double teams and sometimes triple teams, and they're always, you know, dropping linebackers off into some vulnerable spots for them. So other than that, I mean, it was the same way when I was in San Francisco. Just a lot of double team. I know I'm going to see Dawkins over the top just to protect the corners a little bit, and just as well, depending on where I am in the formation. So other than that, you know, with the weapons that we have on this team, you know, anything can happen.
Does it hurt them not having Lito on the field as much as he was in the years past?
I don't know. That's their concern, not mine.
How have you learned to handle the Eagles shutting you down? I remember the one time you kind of got a little frustrated. How have you learned to deal with that?
Well, I don't think it was a situation of them shutting me down. We just had some missed opportunities. I remember when I first when I came back to Philly, there was a situation where I had the guys beat, and the ball was on the throne, and it was an interception. So we could have gone on to, you know, to win that game. So as far as them setting me down, that, you know, schematically, yeah, they do a lot of extra things to do that. But I know the importance of me on this offense, and I draw a lot of attention. So I don't really worry about the fact of you guys saying that they shutting me down. So other than that, if you tell that staff to put guys on me one-on-one, then it won't be a shutdown.
Terrell, no matter how good a career is, can it be complete without a Super Bowl championship?
Well, at this point, dude, I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm just worried about, you know, just taking it one game at a time at this point. You know, we're looking forward to the game on Monday night. It's gonna be a good game. Obviously, they won their season opener just as we did, and so I think this is what the NFC East is about. And I think you know, we got a couple of teams in this division, you know, that could definitely you know, go on to win it all. So we're just trying to worry about the game on Monday night.
How much will the outcome of this game tell you about your team?
Well, I think we are, regardless. I think we're pretty excited about our chances this year. We're pretty excited about the guys that we have in this locker room. And other than that, you know, it's excitement all around the city of Dallas. I think, you know, just the way we finished you know, the season last year, obviously, you know, we didn't play well in the playoffs. But, you know, with the few additions that we have this year, you know, some guys that we brought in last year that are very, very comfortable in their role this year, our team is playing a little better. So each week is going to be a test for